73. On the opening page of his novel, The Brothers Karamazov, Dostoevsky quotes from the New Testament of the Bible. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Shigeaki Hinohara was deeply impressed when he came across this verse. The circumstances under which he read it could not have been more out of the ordinary. It was in March 1970. Inside the Yodogo Japan Airlines jet that had been hijacked by the Red Army faction. What's more, the book was lent to him by one of the hijackers. It could be that the book was brought in for the passengers. "I will no longer live to make a name for myself as a medical doctor. I wish to dedicate my God-given life to something other than myself." This was what Hinohara, then 58, told himself. Having survived the Yodogo incident, the grain of wheat that pursued fame and some feathers in his cap must have died once. As a doctor active throughout his life, he was the epitome of an elderly person leading a healthy, fruitful life. We can only imagine how many people of advanced age were encouraged by the second life he led in keeping with his vow. Hinohara died at the age of 105. The word arahan, around 100, which has a nice ring to it, nowadays does not sound unnatural at all. How bountiful was the fruit he left behind!